Masechet Eruvin Daf Hey Amud Aleph, starting at the bottom of Dalet Amud Bet, and the Shir today is in Nishmat Shimon Ben Yaakov Kopala Kohen, right, which is Kenny and Steve's late father. And we're starting at five lines from the bottom. Yaakovo Mishim Amma. So now the Mishnah said if the Korah is 20 Amas high, so you've got to make the gap between the Korah and the floor smaller because you want to get a 20 Amas. So the Gemara is now giving us a solution. Now, the understanding at the moment is that you can't bring the beam down because you sit the beam's resting on the walls. So you're not going to now start chopping walls up. Right? So the Mishnah said, well, the Gemara here says, so the Gemara says, what do you mean, come and ma'at? It's like a ridiculous question. Right? What do you mean, how much you do? Come and ma'at. Come and tzarichle, says the Gemara, how much you need. If there's 21 amas, bring an amma down. If it's 25 or 25, if it's half an amma, half an amma. What do you mean, how much? We've got to get a 20 amas. Well, what's the question? Was no. When we said, come and ma'at, we weren't saying how much do we make it, fill in by. The question is, how much of the area do we need to be higher? What's going to happen? Right? So now, if you look at your pictures over here, picture number 15 on page 5. Okay, that's the picture, right? And you got it in, right? We've got more than 20 amas over here. So we're going to fill in a bit of ground over here, so that we make this space less than 20 amas or up to 20 amas. So we understood at first the question was, how high do you go? The question was, what high do you go? You go as high as you have to go. She said, no. What we mean is, how far into the mavoi do you go with this area that you're now going to raise? How big must that area be? That's the Gemara saying. We understand that the height we've got to add is to bring up 20 amas. But how big an area do we need to be that area of less than 20 amas, up to 20 amas, a difference between the halal? Right? So Rav Yosef says, tefach, Abaye Amar arba. Yosef says, one tefach is enough. As long as you got a tefach. Tefach, 8 centimeters approximately from the end of the mavoi into the mavoi. 8 tefach, and it was right under the Korah, is good enough. Abaye says, no, you need arba. Now, when they say arba over here, arba is in the arba, right? So he says arba. Look at Rashi over here. Tefach keneged rechava shel korah v'tachteah, because we want the korah, the beam above, is to be about a tefach wide. So he's saying over there that it's good enough, and Abaye says we want 4 tefachim. So Abaye is saying this landing, you can call it that, right? The landing, as you come from the road into the mavoi, we want you to go back into the mavoi 4 tvachim, and that whole area must be 20 amas beneath the korah. Okay, that's the machloket over there. Look at Rashi. Okay, so what's the machloket now between Rav Yosef and Abaya? This is the machloket. Demand amar tefach. The one who says tefach, meaning Rav Yosef, who says tefach is good enough. Kesavar mutar lishtamesh tachar korah. He says, why tefach good enough? Because you're allowed to actually use the area under the beam that's part of your mavoi. And we need a mavoi that has got a korah less than 20 amas, up to 20 amas. So the mavoi includes the actual area under the beam. So if you've got an area under the beam that's less than or up to 20 amas, it's a kosher mavoi. Right, so no problem. So we don't need you to go deeper into the mavoi. Right, look at Rashi. This is very important. The Amar Chodo Hachitzon Yored V'Sotem. Now, the issue of here is at play. We're going to see just now in a second. What is this Korah, this beam, doing? Is this beam acting as a Hekeira, just coming to remind me that there is a Korah that I won't come to carry? Or is this Korah actually a mechitza? Remember, we discussed the concept of God Asik, God Achid, we've got all these imaginary types of walls. So now, imagine how you got your beam. What we're saying is, it could be halachically that if this is your beam over here, right? This is into the mavoi, and this is just a rabbim on this side. And now the Korah is between the Mavo and the Mishnah Rabbim. It says if the Korah is coming down and forming a fourth wall. Right? So maybe that's the Machloket. Rav Yosef, he says, good enough Tefach. He says, why is good enough Tefach? Because what comes down and forms a wall? The outer part of the of the beam. Where Abaye will say, no, the inner part of the beam is what's coming down and forming the wall. So the Korah is actually outside the Mechitza. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Clear? Right, look at it. What's saying over here? Lema, v'hakim if the guy, demand Amar Tefach, k'sa mutar shtamash tachat HaKorah, why says Rashi? Right? The Amar Chodo HaChitzon Yored V'sotem, the outside part of the beam comes down. We'll see it on Daf Chet. Hilchach, Kevin the Shir Esrim Ama Mishum Hekeru. Since it's only because of Hekera, Yesh Heker Lo Omed Alotop Tefach Shegagat Tachar Korah. Therefore, we can stand under. It's a Hekeru, but what's really happening by the Hekeru? If the wall's coming down on the outside, so standing under here, I'm inside the walls. So that's why Rav Yosef says it's good enough as the Tefach. On the other hand, Umadah Amar Arba, but the one who says Arba Tefachim meaning Abaya, right? Kesavar Asur Ishtamesh Tachar Korah. Look at Rashi. The Choda HaPnimi Yored V'sotem, because the inner side of the beam is what's coming down and closing you off. V'rochav HaKorah HaVeh Chutzasim, and therefore the width of the beam is outside. U'lemishtamshim B'mavoi Ein Hem Heker B'Korah. So therefore now, if you're using the Korah, and you inside the Mavoi, you inside the Mavoi, and if you less the, if it's only a Tefach, under the Mavoi is the area that's 20 Tvach Amaz high. You inside the Mavoi, where you are, it's higher than 20 Amaz high, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You haven't got a Mavoi. You haven't got a Heker. You don't see it. It's above 20 Amaz. Ulemishtam shi Mavoi, einem Heker b'kore, sharei b'namuche, nei lawa. Hilchach tzarich shi yimashech letoch ha-Mavoi, shtei ha-Korah, nikeret lehem kashi yisham shu botah gubah. Therefore, we want you to be standing in the Mavoi. And when you stand in the Mavoi, to at least be in an area inside the Mavoi of 4 Tvachim. So he's not really asking for much, right? He's asking for another 3 Tvachim, another 24 centimeters. But at least there's 24 centimeters where you're standing in the Mavoi and you can still see the Korah, which is at least 20 Tvachim, 20 Amaza. Okay? We're really picking here, right? Because, you know, we're not talking about raising half a meter or 2 meters. Right? It makes sense, but the halakha is, at the end of the day, absolute. We need a mavoi of no more than 20 amas. And even if it's only half a meter out or 5 centimeters, it doesn't matter. But we want an area where you can stand outside the Korah, inside the mavoi, and you can use it. Someone says, no, that's not the machloket. The kula al meksavrei mutal shmesh tachat Korah. Everyone agrees you can use under the Korah. Nobody says in Rashi's language that Yored Choda Pnimi. That's the inside of the beam which is coming down. Everybody agrees it's the outside of the beam that's coming down. And under the Korah is part of the Mavoi. So what's the machloket between Rav Yosef and Abaya? Why did Rav Yosef says Tefach's good enough and Abaya wants 4 Tvachim into the Mavoi? He says this is why. Ubaha kemiflega. Mar savar Korah mishum heker. Originally, Rashi used the explanation that it was almost like a bit of a shatnez. He wanted the heker, but there was the mechitza. He's saying, now he's saying no. The one opinion is it's purely a heker, a reminder, and the one opinion is purely a mechitza. Right? Look over here. Rashi says, Mishum heker. Umadam arbak savar korah. Okay, so Rashi skipped up. They go back there. It says, "Lo, the kula alma mutar ubaha pligi mar savar korah she tiknu chachamim." This is the third narrow lines, and Rav Yosef who says that the area that chachamim that's mavoi is mishum heker ba'almuhu. It's just a heker reminder. The law lays to the mishum shnarabim that you won't come to be carrying inside shnarabim. You'll know there's a distinction in that shnarabim. For yesh kan heker ben kisatan. Therefore, when you walk in to the Mavoi, there's a heker. Why? Because when you walk in, you go up the step and you you raise it up, and then there's already a heker. Right? Kemishtam shim tachat HaKorah, when you're under the Korah. That's Rav Yosef. If he says one tefach is good enough, I don't need to have an area inside the Mavoi. Uman damar arba ksavar Korah. And Rashi says that. And Abayu says you actually have to have 4. He says what? Ksavar Korah amater Mavoi. Not just the heker, God good enough. There we're actually looking at it as if it's the fourth wall. He says a lot of very important yesodot over here. The first thing our bias says is, according to Rashi explains to me, is, he says, the first thing he says is, it's because of a mechitza. Okay, so we're already understanding that the mavoi is the korah, it's not just the heker, it's actually the top of a wall, and a part of that, we see that wall coming down and forming a fourth wall. That's number one. Where's that wall, inside or outside? Outside. It's the chodah hachitzon, outside the mavoi, right? That's the second thing he says. And Rabbanan said, if it's more than 20 amas, we don't have this concept, yored v'sotem. When do we say that the chod achitzon, the outer side of the beam, comes all the way down and forms this fourth wall? Only within 20 amas. So now we begin to understand why, this going to Abaya, you can't have a mavoy of higher than 20 amas a korah. Not because of heker, because maybe heker would work. Because let's be honest, what's it between 20 amas or 20 and a half amas or 21 amas? That half meter make a big difference. No. The magic, so to speak, right, of this chodachitzon, of this concept of the wall coming down, doesn't work above 20 amas. Suddenly it makes much more sense. Why are we nitpicking at 20 amas, not 20.1 or 20.2 or 20 and a half? Because it doesn't work, chodachitzon. That's the second thing that he says over here. Right, v'chevan delo have a miyut. Right, dalit. And since we haven't got this area which we made smaller, at least an area of four tvachim. Right, v'chevan delo have a miyut, dalit. Have a mechitza asuya lepachot mi dalit. V'kam lamechol duchta, the mechitza she'ena ra'uya ledalit, lav mechitza hi. And now, what are we saying over here? If you make the area underneath only a tefach, so now suddenly we've got the concept of chodachitz on your red. It will work because the area that's dropping down is less than, is it up to 20 amas. But now we've got another problem. A mechitza is only a mechitza if it's serving an area of at least four tvachim. So if you've got this area that you created, which is higher, less than four tvachim, so on the one hand, the concept of mechitza, chodachitz on your red works, but it doesn't work for anything because there's nothing for it to work for because you have to have at least the area of four tvachim. You got it? So it's like quite complicated. It's mamash, a lot of play. Let's go one more time. It's not a hekaira, it's a mechitza. How does the mechitza work? The outer part of the beam comes down and forms the fourth wall. When does that work according to Rachachamim? Only if it's within 20 amas. Now for a mechitza to be a mechitza, they have to be serving an area of at least four tvachim. So it says Abai, if you haven't got an area of four tvachim, your chodachitzo doesn't work. You don't get a chodachitzo, you don't get a mechitzo. We need a mechitzo, not a hekaira. Okay? That's this Rashi over here. We know that from Shabbos, that for Reshut HaYachid, we have to have at least Dalet Tfachim, right? 4x4 Tfachim, and 10 Amazah, or private wall, whatever. That's Reshut HaYachid. You know, you got a wall around it, which is a kosher mechitza of 10 Tfachim. We saw that yesterday. It's a Lochle Moshe Sinai. We learned from the Aaron, or we learned from it, doesn't matter. Right, ובגזוסתאות חנני בן עקיבא נמי אחרמינן, אין מחיצה, אם כן יש תוך חלל ארבע, מחיצה don't work unless they're surrounding air of at least four תפחים, פרק קצת משתתפים, etc. So that is what Abbas Iver, so that's the Bihak, we have Masa, we're Kormishu Mekke, that's Pashut Rabbi Yosef, and Masa, we're Kormishu Mechitza, and we see how complicated the Dina Mechitza is over here, that it can't work if you haven't got the four תפחים. ואיבא, another possibility is, the Kula Amma Kormishu Mekke, now maybe not. Now, after that whole explanation of understanding Mechitza, maybe that's not the Machloki. Maybe both Rav Yosef and Abai actually agree that the whole idea of a curse is only a Heke. And the argument is as follows. Is a low Heke and a high Heke the same? Does a Heke work the same when it's low as it works when it's high? The Mar Sabar Amrin and Heke Shomata and Heke Shomala. Right? Rav Yosef only needs a Tefach. Says, what's the difference? If you're on a tefach and you got their heker low, it's good enough when you're at the tefach to work when you got a heker high. Well, Mar Sava and Abai will say no. Lo min heker shomata, heker shomala. It won't work. You have to have heker shomata. You're always within the 20 amas. Otherwise, we're vibat aima. You could say another answer to this. The kula amma min heker shomata, heker shomala. Right? Maybe not. Maybe even Rav Abai would agree that a heker shomala is also like a heker shomata. And that's not the problem either. Klav's getting a bit confused here, I can see, right? He's bamboozled there. Vahacha, so what's the real machloket you have between Rabbi and Abba, between Abai and Rabbi Yosef? Begzeira sheme yifchot kemiflegai. The question here is another, look at Rashi. Begzeira sheme yifchot al yedei drisat raglayim yifchat hamiut the amoda pachot mitefach. What's the problem? If you just make the area under the korah less than up to 20 amas, you fill in only that little area, people who are trampling there all the time might push it down. And now what's going to happen is your space between the korah and the floor is going to become more than 10, 20 amas. So if you make it a bigger area, the chances are that at least part of that area will always be 20 amas and won't become less. You've got a bigger area to play with, less of a chance. So we're taking the risk over here, right? Because the gzaira is over here. Do we say maybe it might come down? Okay, and that's it. Okay, that's the end of that sugi over there. Okay, I think we got it now quite nicely and understood it quite clearly. Okay, so now we come to the next question. Similar question now. Now what happens if you're look at the picture over here. So that was on page 5. Now look at picture number 16, right, on page 6. We're here where we said that the mavo, the korah, can't be higher than 20, but it can't be lower than 10. Right, that was the hekera lamata, kera lamala. Right, we can't have it lower than 10. Now, what happens if the mavoi is at 10 tvach, 10 amas? 10 amas is still 5 meters, right? Still high. You can easily walk under a mavoi of 10 amas. It's not like you're going to smash your head. Nobody that we know will smash their head on a mavoi of 10 amas, right? So now, but you need to have a mavoi of at least 10 amas. Now, you come off the street and your mavoi is 8 amas. Right? And you want to make a 10 amas. So you need a meter. So what do? You dig down now under the mavo, under the mukora, and you create a step or one or two steps to take you up into your mavoi. Chakak. Okay? You dug out. Now comes a question that I'm going to ask as follows. Vaya pachot me'asra atfachim v'chakak bol hashlimo la'asara. And now you're going to dig out a step. Right? You want to make it flat with the Rishtarabim and then have steps going into your Mavoi. Okay, so David, anybody who knows David Barnett's house, imagine you're walking from the street, right? And you walk from the street, you'll see that there's steps as you go from the street, 3 or 4 steps up, and then you've got a high platform walking into his house. That's exactly what we're talking about now. Imagine that your Mavoi, that's your Mavoi, the entrance to your house, and there's a Korah at the top. As you come to your gate, there's a Korah. Now, those steps over there that you dug out, same question asked again. Right? So here's the question. So what do you mean, how much do you chok? Same question. What do you mean, how much? Kama chokek? Kama litzarich lai? Same question. So the same question early on. Exactly as you need. If it's 11 amas, dig out 1 amma. Right? So says, no. That's not the question. Same question. How far do we have to dig in? In other words, how wide does this dig out have to be? Same question we asked early on. But now look at the answer. Sorry, we're talking at the moment here of tfachim. So up until now, in the previous sugi, we spoke about tfachim. Now we're going to see a bit of a turn. Now you're going to see something. No. 10 pachot. Pointed out that I was wrong. It actually says here 10 tfachim. Sorry, so everybody here would smack their head. So now you've got to get at least 10 tfachim, right? So you're going to dig out. So how far you have to dig out now to be the 10 tfachim? 10 tfachim is very low. It's 80 centimeters. So you're like really crouched when you walk in. What, Ira? Can't hear you. We can't hear you.
Look at the picture. There's a guy standing there, and the korah comes up to his middle.
Okay, there we are. Yeah, Ira's right. If I looked at the picture, I would have seen the guy standing there. He looks like a very tall guy, though. Right. Okay, very good. So now, 10 tvachim. Okay, so now it's very low. You're going to dig it out. So the same question. Kama chokek? In a mashchobekama. That's the question. How far in? Look at Rashi. Shilchakak letoch orech hamavoi b'davar habolet. How far do you have to dig into the mavoi for? Kegon miut shayach l'memarocha. Rav Rashi okay. Make a follow to him. Bechizor kegon chakak shayach l'mal l'shon meshich. And Rashi says over here, when we spoke about the adding in, right? So there we used, right? Rashi says over here, when we spoke there, kegon miut. When we spoke there about going in, we spoke about shayach rochav. About the width of how far you have to go in. And yeah, when we're talking about digging down and it's being surrounded by walls, There we talk about chakak, we're digging out. There we say mashach. How far do you have to moshech in? It's the same idea. There, how far is the rochav? How far is the, how wide do you have to go? Here we're saying how deep, how long do you have to go? Okay, same idea, just different terminology. One's adding up and one's digging down. That's what he says. So Gemara says, "Kama chich el moshecho v'kama." Says Rav Yosef. Same machloket down. Rav Yosef says, "Arba tvachim." Sorry, Steve, this is what I thought you were talking about. That's why I said no. Rav Yosef, yeah, says like there he said tefach. Rav Yosef here is saying the digger has to be arba tvachim, and Abaye there said arba tvachim. Here he says ba arba amot. Okay, so much more. There the argument was tefach versus four tvachim in. Here the argument is four tvachim versus four amot. Right, this is a big digger. Now, be honest with you, now I understand it more now after Steve's correction, because if you're going to bend down like that, so you want a bit of space to get your body through, right? If you're just bending down within a tefach, you're going to smack your back very quickly when you're getting up. Even arba tefach, you're going
to... Is that the entrance?
This is the entrance to the mavoi. Into the mavoi.
I mean, are people expected actually for it to work, to actually step down into the ditch and then climb out?
Yeah, it's not a ditch. The Rishuta Rabbim is at this height. The mavoi is at this height, right? So you dig down, now you lie with Shtarabim, so you walk a little bit straighter, the level of Shtarabim, into the mavoi, and then you go up. It's not a ditch, you understand? Like, okay. So now Rosa says, so what's the machlok now between them? We can't say, like we said, there, hekeira, not hekeira. I mean, crazy. 10 tvachim as opposed to 20 amas, right? So he says over here, what's the machloket? The machloket will be around, but Rami Yassin, what do they say? Ditmar, we've got a mama, a shmaita that we learned like this. Rav Amir Rav Yassin as follows, mavoi sheni frat mitzido klapei rosho. If you've got a mavoi, right? So now look at your pictures. A mavoi over here, you've got, there's the mavoi, right? There's the mavoi. And on that wall over there, there's a hole. Okay? The question is, when the hole in the wall, how much do we have from the beginning, the rosh of the mavoi, to the hole? Do we have a wall long enough here of at least four tvachim? Look in the Oshra, they've got a decent picture there as well. I saw it. Rashid actually got a good picture, to be honest with you. But the Oshra got a decent picture as well, right? In the Oshra, they've got a picture over here where you can see there's the hole. They've got a slightly smaller hole. And there's the Rosh of the Mavoi. Right, if you look at Rashi, Rashi's got a diagram. Rashi's got their Korah, and he's got the three sides, and then a Pirza, and then he calls it a pas, like a little part of the wall. So the machloket now between could be like this. So what did Rav Asher and Rami say? They said, "It mavoi sheni frat mitzido klaprosh." If it's got a hole in the side towards the head of the entrance to the mavoi, it mar mishmer Rami Rashi. They said as follows: "Im yesham pas dalid." If the wall before the hole starts is at least four tvachim, then matir pirza at eser. So then, if the hole in the wall is up to 10 amas now, right? Then, as long as we've got four tvachim at the beginning, we can maintain a hole of at least 10 amas. Doesn't bother us. But im lav, if there isn't at least four tvachim at the beginning, then we limit it to a hole being pachot mishlosha. If the hole is less than three tvachim, then it's matir. And why is it matir? Because we'll say lavud. And if it's three or more, ain't no matir. It isn't big enough. So that's what Amir Rashi says. So now let's understand the machlok between Rav Yosef, who says we need four tvachim, and Abai, who says we need four amas. So Rav Yosef, itlayt Rabbi Ami. So Rav Yosef, hold like Rabbi Ami. What does Rabbi Ami say? That if we've got the pas on the side, if we walk into the mavoi, and there's still at least on both sides of me a wall of at least four tvachim, so that's already a kosher mavoi. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, how much is your dig out? Dig out at least four tvachim, because four tvachim with a korah behind me and walls on each side of me is a mavoi. As we saw over here, because if it's a kosher mavoi, we don't mind even a hole in the side of up to 10 amas. Right? We are baya. Late lad Rabbi Ami. And Rabbi says, no, I don't hold the Rabbi Ami. Four tvachim is not enough, and I need four amas. That's what he wants to say. So now Abaya has to defend himself as Amalekha Abaya. Right? Right? I said like this. Hatam, why is there a difference over there? Abaya can turn around and say, listen, I'm not arguing with Rabbi Amir Yassi. Don't try and make this a machlok between us. They're discussing one situation. I'm discussing another situation. Hatam there, Rabbi Amir Yassi, sof mavoy. There's already a mavoy. There was a kosher mavoy to begin with. And what happened? The wall broke. So now they come to tell me, how do we maintain, how do we save this mavoy? That's the end. There really was a mavoy. But our case is tchilat. We want to create a mavoy. When you want to save a mavoy, there was a mavoy, and now there's a hole in the wall. So they can say, you know what? There's at least four tvachim, the mavoy survives. Because everything else about the mavoy was a kosher mavoy. Here we haven't got a kosher mavoy yet because the Korah is beneath 10 tvachim. So we've got to make a mavoy. When you've got to make a mavoy, we want you to have four amas. Right? Look at Rashi over there. He says there, Matir Pirza, I've skipped out a lot of these rushes over here. Right, Sof Mavoy. Look right to the end of, in the middle of the wide lines towards the end. Sof Mavoy. Kagon Had Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Right, Che Kfar Hayamo. There already was a Mavoy. Virabo Psulin. Something happened. Hachinam, the Hadel Shabi and Mavoy. Sagib Dad Vachim. When we want to say, listen, it's still a kosher Mavoy, we can say it in four Tvachim. Aval Tchilat Mavoy, to begin a Mavoy. Kagon Gabe Chakak, when we're digging it out. Tashta Kaati Le Shabi and Mavoy. We are beginning a Mavoy. Here we got a bit more machmir. Yeah, we're saying we want four amas. That is how Abaya would deal with that. So the Gemara says like this: Iika arba amot. He says Iika arba amot. Good. Ilo lo. Okay. So therefore, if it's got four, we're happy. If not, not for a new amar Abaya. So Abaya now brings another proof up here of why he needs four amas. He says, "Minami le. Where do I know this from? The Tanya ein mavoi nitar belechi v'kora. We've got a brighter over here." Right, in Masechet Shabbos, we learned this, okay, not so long ago. Daf Kuf Lamed, so about 3 weeks ago. Right, he says, "Ein mavoi nitar belechi v'korah." A mavoi. When do we say that a mavoi you can matir with either a lechi, a upright, or a korah? Ad sheyu batim v'chatzerot tuchin letocho. Remember, we said there batim v'chatzerot, and remember the Gemara. Remember, like yesterday, we clearly said batim in the plural. It wasn't enough that you had to have that one house and a yard opened onto it. You had to have at least two houses and two yards opening onto it. Now Rashi says, yeah, dafka batim v'chatzerot. You look at Rashi. It's just before the diagram, right? It's like the last very wide line before it gets a bit narrower. It says there, batim p'tuchin v'chatzerot. The house open to the chatzerot. And the chatzer is open to the mavoi. And the courtyard open to the mavoi. Sheka chaya darka. This is how it was in their day. She'ein batim p'tuchin v'chatzerot. And the houses open onto their yards. The kol chatzer ha'amur bashas. When in the Shas he says, uses the word chatzer, yard, it's a yard in the front of the house. Because the back of the house, the yard in the back, is not called a chatzer, says Rashi. Aval she'achorei habayit mukze or rechava kari. We saw the word mukze not so long ago. We said mukze was where they stored all the wood there, right? That was the back of the house. The back was where you stored stuff. The front is where you used it. So a chatzer is the front, leads onto the back. And that's what a mavoi is. This is Abaya. We've got that right there in Masechet Shabbos. Now listen to this. He says, V'i bedalid. And if we're going to tell me like what Rav Yosef wants to say, that it's good enough, that mavoy is mavoy, bedalid tvachim, heichi mishkachat lei. How do you find a scenario where you've got four tvachim and you've got at least two houses and yards facing onto you? This is four tvachim. You want to have two houses with two yards leading into the mavoy. Mavoy can't be four tvachim. Look, it gets more complicated. Look at this. Look at Rashi. Ve'i amart, but dalet have a mavoy, hayach nitar. No. We'll get to it in a second. Right? So he says that. Right? He says, how could it be? This is a kashon of Yosef. So Gemara says a potential answer. Ve'chi taimedim patachla bedofen emtzai. Maybe, right? V'chi taima, right? The Gemara says, look at Rashi, they skip over this. V'chi taima bedoflava. V'chi kamra b'vod Rav Yosef said that it's kosher, the kosher mavoy with four tvachim only. So about a mavoy that was rachav mo'od. What was four tvachim? The length was four tvachim. In other words, walking into the mavoy from the road, that's called the length. That was four tvachim deep, but it was very, very wide. And therefore, you could have houses coming into this mavoy along the width of it. You with me? Where you walk from the road into the mavoy, and the mavoy is four tvachim deep. But it's very, very wide. And therefore, you've got two houses facing into this mavoi, not this way into the mavoi, but this way facing you onto the entrance. Right? But there's a problem with that. Why is it a problem? V'ham Rav Nachman. We've got a Mesorah in a Kitinan. We've got a Mesorah from Avotainu. Ezu mavoi. What's a mavoi that we say, Shinitab lechi, that you can use a lechi or a korah, an upper or a beam for? Kol she or ko yater arochvo. Another interesting yesodia, write this down. What's a mavoi? A mavoi is when you walk off the street, you walk longer than it is wide. So it can't be that Rav Yosef's solution is that we fought fucking deep, but we're very wide and we've got two houses facing into this narrow mavoi. Because this is called length and this is called width. Parallel to the street is called width. And the length from the street in, the depth of the mavoi, has to be longer than the width of the mavoi. I'm not a mavoi. Right? So it can't be. Have to be open to it. So go a big kasha, yeah. So now Rav Yosef, so how does Rav Yosef live with this? He says, no problem. The patach lay bekeren zavit. He says they open at an angle. Now it's a little bit tricky. If you look at Rashi over here, Rashi's got a picture, a diagram. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, like a matrix of 4x4. Those are 4x4 tvachim. So he's saying like this. We've got that the mavoi is actually longer, right? Or at least equal to, right, 4x4, maybe slightly more, because the korah, if you look, is on the outside of the 4x4 matrix. So including the korah, because we saw there that everybody said you can use under the korah. Remember, it was our original machlok, Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. We said, no, l'kula alma kesavar mutar yishtabesh tachar korah. That was the third line of this amud. Therefore, the korah is part of it. So already the korah plus the 4 in is longer than it is wide, because only 4 tvachim wide, correct? But how do you get two openings into it, right, at an angle? So look how Rashi draws the angle there. So they come in. You look at the picture over here. They've got it over here. In the arch as well, they've got it over here, where the mavoi is like set back slightly, and you've got the doors coming in at an angle. Remember, carry it. Tosfot asks a kasha on the deal. The diagram's over there. So that's how pashut how it could be. But let's just live with Rashi for the meantime. So it's like this. It could be the keren zavit. So I'm Rabbias. Rabbias, okay. So now Rabbias carrying on. Rabbias is not still. How do I know it has to be 4 amas? He said, I'm Rabbi Hamanam in the day. I'm Rami Barachama. I'm Rav Huna. He said, Rav Huna. Lechi habolet midofno shel mavoi. Pachot mi arba amot. A lechi. Now, what are we talking about over here? We're not talking about a korah anymore. We're talking about a lechi, remember? That a mavoi could also be a mavoi if it's got a beam, like a side beam upright on the side of the wall. That's a lechi. Now look at this. So via lechi, habolet mi dofno shel mavoi pachot mi arba amos, didon mishum lechi, ve'lo tzarich lechi achel atiro. Look at Rashi's diagram at the bottom. Let's just start with Rashi's diagram. Right, we can look in the other Gemara's diagrams as well. They've got there's diagrams in this color book as well. You can see diagram number 26, right? So there, or diagram number 25 is a lechi, right? Or diagram number 22, there's a lechi, right? And they're all different heights or whatever. But now on diagram number 25, that's not any of those there. Lechi abolet. So yeah, 22. Diagram 22. So lechi over here, you've got this lechi is actually a wall. Look at Rashi's diagram. You've got the three sides of the wall, and there's the opening, and there's a pass. He calls it a pass. So there's like another wall, actually a fourth wall that comes out. Right? And that's like a big long lechi. It could be made of wood, it could be made of brick, it could be anything, right? So he says, now if you've got a lechi, look what he says over here. It's like this. Rami Barachama says, lechi that sticks out of the wall less than 4 amas is considered a lechi. And you don't need another lechi to matir it. But darad amud, if your lechi sticks out 4 amas, if it's a big lechi of 4 amas, then that's called part of the mavoi. And now you need another lechi la hatiro. Right? You need another lechi to hatiro. So what's going on over here? Look at the very last answer, Rashi. Lechi abolet midof no shel mavoi. Letoch roch mavoi velo nasa sham l'shem lechi. It wasn't there for lechi. It was there because you wanted to like, have privacy. You're like an extra side of your mavoi. Elo hotzi binyano bepat beto, kederek shosim yishum chizuk, says Rashi, to reinforce the wall or whatever, that if it's up to 4 amas or less than 4 amas would serve as a lechi. If it's 4 amas or more, you have to have another lechi on the other side. So Abaye says over here, right? You don't mean shum lechi, v'etzich lechi acher. I don't mean lechi, v'etzich lechi acher. So Rav Yosef, so what's Abaye really telling us over here? Lechi up to 4 amas is still considered a lechi. Right? So how can you tell me 4 tvachim? Tvachim don't count anyway. So Rav Yosef, the question Rav Yosef, I'm not sure it's the best question in the world, but Rav Yosef, if I understood it, so how does Rav Yosef deal with it? Rav Yosef says, no. You got it all wrong. That bright over there, or that mama over there, is just la'afuka mitrat lechi. What we're saying is, not that it has to be that we're dealing in the world of amas, but a lechi up to under just 4 amas is still a lechi. It's still called a lechi. Right, and then it's still a mavoi. Afilu ba'arba tvachim, but even 4 tvachim is a mavoi. It was you going to the extreme, right, says Rav Yosef to Abaya, to now no longer call it a lechi. That doesn't mean that if it's 4 tvachim, it's not a mavoi. The fact that if it's 4 amas, it's no longer a lechi, doesn't mean anything about the fact that in my voice, if it was only 4 tvachim. That's basically how Rabbi Yosef answers to Abaya. Okay, the Gemara now carries on and says, Gufa, Amar Miracham, Amar Bihuna. Lechi, Abarek, Bidofi, we'll see this now, this, what we just spoke about now. Let's discuss this brightly in detail. This lechi that sticks out of the wall, right, less than 4 amas, right, is a lechi. You don't know the lechi at all for 2 acres. But Dalit amas, if it's 4 amas, then it's a part of Mavoi, and you know the lechi to look at Rashi Avia. It says, but if it is that an amas, baruch of mavoi, it's of wider than mavoi, nidon mishum lechi, so pachov, less than 4, right, for the lechi, mishum, umisamchin on alei, and we can rely on it. V'af agav, the love l'shem lechi, ik, but even though it wasn't really built there for a lechi, it was built there for a wall, to support the other wall. Why can we use it? The kameran hilchete ka'abaya, belechi ha'omed me'aylav, the kasher. Remember we said, halochet la'ka'abaya, and we said, ya'el kagan, right? Ya'el, yud was yeush, Ayin was Adim Zobamin, and Lamed was Lechi. That's one of the 6 examples where Halochot Lakabaya. So says Rashi, why can we rely on it? Halochot Lakabaya. What does Abaya say? Lechi ha'omed me'elav. Kasher, so Lechi standing on its own. So this Lechi over here, this individual Lechi, even though it wasn't built originally for a Lechi, right, wouldn't be a problem. It would be a kosher Lechi. V'enshech Lechi la'atiro. However, dalel amot lo mishum mavoi, and then you wouldn't. So the question is like this: oto lechi, right? This additional lechi we were speaking about. So let's say that now that it's more than 4 amas, or 4 amas, you got to put an extra lechi. Where do you put this extra lechi? Says the Gemara. Hechal mamido, where do you put it? Idem okilei b'hadei. If you're going to put it on the actual lechi sticking out itself, so all you've already done is extend the original lechi now. So we said 4 amas wasn't good. So you need another lechi. You put this lechi now, you got 4 amas plus another lechi. It doesn't help us. So the Gemara says, no, usfei hu dekemos vele, amar abapa demokidei la'idach, it's on the other side. Right, put it on the other side. Rashi says, it's a kotel acher kenegdo. That's a Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua says, afilu tamid demokidei ba'idach. Rashi says, you can put it there on the same side. Why? Demitfei bay or demivtzar bay. Because all we really want is that either if the lechi is 4 amas, we want it to be less than 4 amas or more than 4 amas. Right, look at Rashi. Either make it higher than the wall or lower than the wall. And then it's noticeable. And actually pictures over here like that. If you look at picture number 23, is higher than the wall. Picture 24 is lower than the wall. So long as the lechi is noticeable on that thing sticking out, it still works as a good lechi. Right, now I'm going to say it like this. On related to that, Amrav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. When we said this, right, that it only works, that the wall that's sticking out, this lechi, this pas, this adjunct sticking out, if it's less than 4 amas, when did we say that? Ele b'mavoy sheshmone. Ele b'mavoy shmone. That is if the mavoy is shmone 8 wide, right? Then, if it's less than 4, so then it'll work. Right? Look at Rashi. Shirachav shmone amot v'kol shekanim yoter. More so if it's wider than shmone amas. The entrance to the mavoi. Right? About mavoi shiv'ah. But if the Mavoi is only 7 meters wide, 7 amas wide, Nitar, look at Rashi, Mavoi, Apish Ein Zeh Lechi, then the Mavoi will still be a kosher Mavoi. Even though the wall is no longer a Lechi, if the wall is 4 amas or longer than 4 amas, it's not a kosher Lechi. So then if the width, the opening of the Mavoi has to be 8 amas, right, it's not a kosher Lechi. But if the opening is less than 8 amas, at 7 amas, then it's good. Why is it good? Because we've got nitar ba'omed meruba ala parutz. Because now suddenly, if the opening is 7 amas and this wall sticking out is 4 amas, so already we've got more than the opening is wall. So if we said, what was the machloket? Why do we want a korah or a lechi? Is it for a heker or for a mechitza? We can see now if it's for a mechitza, it works beautifully because I've got a mechitza now. So I've got a Mavoi, which has got now 4 sides. I've got 1, 2, 3. And in the front of the Mavoi, I've got a nice wall. And the wall is more than what's open. So I've got Omed Merubala Parutz. So I've got the majority of my Mavoi is now covered with walls all around. So I no longer care that the Lechi isn't a Lechi anymore. That's what he wants to say. The Kal Vachomer, where does he learn this from? Right, where does Rav Huna learn this from? Huna Bereid of Yeshua. He says, I learned from Kal Vachomer, Mechitza, from Chatzer. What's a chatzer, my yard? Ma chatzer she'ena niteret belechi v'kora. A chatzer, a lechi or a kora, these creations of Chazal don't help us in a chatzer. Chatzer has to be surrounded by 4 walls. Right? Nonetheless, niteret b'omid b'ruah b'laparutz. But even a chatzer is after 4 whole walls. As long as most of my chatzer is walled in, the majority is walled, more walled than open, it's a kosher chatzer. So my voice, says the Rav Huna, which nitar belechi bekora, which they are allowed even a lechi or korah, I don't have to have a majority of wall. So surely then, when I have got majority wall, it will definitely be kosher. I think that's pretty straightforward, right? Straightforward, Steve? Right? So he says, "Ano din shnitar b'omim ruah b'patzer." So the Gemara doesn't like this so much. He says, "No, why? How are you comparing it to? Why is it so pashut?" Ma lechatzer sheken pirtzata be'eser, tomar b'mavo shepirtzata b'arba. Says, why are you saying that? In a chatzer, when do we say that a pirtza, a hole in the fence, doesn't affect the fence? When it can be up to 10 amas, Ira, not 10 tvachim, I'm corrected now, right? Up to 10 amas. It's still a kosher fence. A mavoi, we limit a hole in the mavoi up to 4 amas. So we see that there are chumras on the mavoi that there aren't on the chatzir. So therefore, remember, when we do a pirchet to a kavachomer, if we can prove that the dinim in the chatzir are different than in mavoi, we can understand why there it's okay and why here it wouldn't be okay. Why in the chatzir is it okay? In a chatzir, we understand that up to 10 amas chatzir can be a pirza. So therefore, there, when the walls are meruba on what's not walls, we say the chatzir okay, because we've got a kulah there of 10. In the mavoi, we haven't got a kulah of 10. We've got a kulah of up to 4. So therefore, we won't necessarily say without a lechi or a korah it will work. On the contrary, we have to have a lechi or a korah, and therefore the fact that this wall is 4 amas, it's no longer a korah, no longer a lechi, and we haven't got a lechi. And even if it's 7, we don't care that it's merub ala parut, because that whole thing doesn't apply, it's completely different altogether. We need a lechi or a korah. That's what the Gemara will say to Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says as follows. Ma lechatzir b'etzir b'etzir, tu ba'ba, which b'etzir? The Gemara says, kasav Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, mavoi nami pirtzato b'etzir. The Gemara says, Rav Huna isn't fazed by that. Why? He doesn't hold of that din. Rav Huna says, no. Rav Huna says that just like a pirtza, a hole in the fence of 10 in a chatzir works, so too the mavoi works. So therefore, you can't tell me that my klal from chatzir to it doesn't work. They have the same dinim, and therefore my kal v'chomer will work. So Gemara says, now, k'leman kamrina, right? Rav Huna. Who's Rav Huna holding like? Sorry, so k'leman kamrina, right? Who's Rav Huna Rav Yeshua holding like? He says, like Rav Huna. Look at Rashi. Raman coming in, Rav Huna, right? I skipped a lot of Rashi's in the middle of the wide lines now. Hi, Kal Vachomer. This Kal Vachomer that Rav Huna Rav Yeshua brought is Aliba Daman. Who's he teaching it according to? Ka'amalei Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Aliba Rav Huna Rabbe. He says it according to Rav Huna, his teacher. So he's Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, and his teacher was Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Elchanan, El Sel Lochas Lakim most of the time, right? Because he was a Shachiach Etzel Bresh Kaluta. And who was Rav Huna? Rav Huna was Talmid de Rav. The Ha Hach Shemaitin De Lechia Bolet Rav Huna Amra. Rav Huna is the one who said it, that if this is sticking out, this lechi is sticking out, right, and long as it's all made merubah laparut, it will be okay. Umilta Rav Huna kemefaresh Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, and he explained that. What are you talking about? Baha Rav Huna pirtza to bedale. Rav Huna, we know that Rav Huna himself says that a pirtza in a mavoi is only limited to dale, not like Rav Huna Rav Yeshua said also 10. So how can you tell me that? Right? We'll see it later on. We'll say, no, you know what? You're right. Spirit Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, time of the Nafshei Kamar. He's not expanding Rav Huna, he's Rav. Here, on this particular one, it's his own opinion. Look at Rashi Vachik Amar. There, Rav Huna, who says that you have to have periods of four, that'll work well if it's an eight abas mavoi opening. Mavoi Shiva, lo mistabri. When it comes to an opening of seven, I don't understand my teacher. Right? The Ikele Mishrei b'Kavachomer, because I can learn from the Kavachomer. Chatzer, Pirtz of Eser, yeah, Pirtz of Eser as well. There, Rubem, there, here, Rubem, he doesn't follow the rationale of Rav Huna, and therefore he's pretty happy over here to learn the Kavachomer. The Gemara doesn't like the Shav Ashi's Cholex. Amar Afilu Taimu B'Mavoi Shmon. He says, no. He says, you know what? I'm going to agree with Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, even when it's a mavoy of shmone. Whereas Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, he said that when does a lechi of four still be a kosher lechi? It's not a lechi anymore, but your mavoy is still a kosher mavoy because you've got omed merube ala parut. Because it's more wall standing than open. I said, I don't, even if it's an eight at mavoy, and you haven't got necessarily more standing than open, I'll still tell you that wall's a kosher wall and it's a good mavoy. Why? He said, what's the difference? E omed nafish. If you say that the standing, the wall standing, are more than the wall not standing, so then we'll say, like Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua, nitar b'omed merubah laparut. But e parut nafish, if on the other hand you want to tell me, right, parut nafish, that the opening to the mavoi is more than eight tvach amas, and this wall sticking out, which we call the lechi, is four amas. So look what he says over here. Look at Rashi. E parut merube nimtza she'ein ar b'shlav b'lechi. We see that we haven't really got four full ones on lechi. V'nidob b'shum lechi dahar rov b'nei adam en yuchon nitzamtzem. He says, what's going on here? He says, if you tell me that the wall, that the opening to the mavoi is seven, so then what do I care? The wall is four. It's more than the paruts. I say, omed al paruts, like Rav Nachman. Right? Like, we actually saw that, right? We saw that there. Umar chasish enob niterbe omed. We saw that the Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua v'lo Amar Rav Mavoi. Right? Exactly like we learned, not Rav Nachman, sorry, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. And if you're telling me that the Mavoi is eight, so I'm going to say to you as follows. Who really knows how to measure so exactly? Right, you're going to tell me that this is exactly four, and that's exactly four. If it's exactly eight, I'm going to tell you there's a chance that that wall of four could be slightly less than four as well. If it's slightly less than four, then it's a good lechi. Look at Rashi, look at the Gemara here. He says, "E parit nafish lo mishum lechi mayama." Right? He says, "E parit nafish nido mishum lechi." Look at Rashi. "E parit mishum lechi." He says, "Nido mishum lechi dahar rov b'nei adam." Most people ain yecholin mitzam, aren't able to build exact on the millimeter. So there's a good chance that it was slightly less than four, and then we haven't got a problem in the first place. So Gemara says, Baya Mart, right? He says, what's going on over here? Baya Mart, also, Dilma Tzimtzim, V'chia Dadi Ninu, V'ain Kalechi, maybe not. How can you say that? Maybe they're exactly the same, and it is proper four, and the opening is proper four. Sharei yesh bo arba amot v'lo med meruba. And therefore, we've got arba amas, there could be a chance. Like you say that maybe it won't, but maybe it will be. How can you be so quick to say people can't do these things? But maybe they can. He says, no, he says, Havale, this, if that's the case, then Safek Rabbanan, it's a Safek Divrehen, for Safek Divrehen, like a Safek Rabbanan, we've got to cool it anyhow. So on the odd chance, and it's exactly like I'm people take their chance, Safek Rabbanan, Safek Rabbanan, Lakula, end of.